Google is the latest tech giant to fess up to a privacy breach this week. Reporting by the Wall Street Journal revealed that a bug gave outside developers access to 500,000 users' private data on Google's social network, Google+. The company decided not to disclose the breach when it first learned of it back in March. Instead, it said this week that it plans to shut down Google+ over the next 10 months. Callum Borchers is a senior innovation reporter at WBUR here in Boston. He joins me now in the studio. Callum, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Peter.
So this news about Google coming on the heels of Facebook's biggest hack ever, not a flattering moment for either of these companies, but what do we know about what's going on at Google?
No, and it's probably that Facebook backdrop that explains why they were so reluctant to disclose. But here's what we know that I think is so remarkable. Those internal documents obtained by the Wall Street Journal show that the private information in users' Google Plus accounts was vulnerable between 2015 and March of this year. We're talking about a three-year span that went undetected. So, and this personal information, we're talking about email addresses, birth dates, the places you've lived, occupations you've had, your relationship status, things like that.
It's been called a bug, not a hack, which is the same term they used during this Facebook event, I guess, for lack of a better word. Is that a PR spin? I mean, what's the difference between those two?
Well, so it was the bug that made the personal information vulnerable to hacking, but Google says that it has no evidence that the bug actually resulted in actual hacking. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference. It's sort of like if you'd left your wallet on the street and you came back to find it later and it was miraculously still intact, you would have said, oh, I left it exposed, but nothing bad actually happened. I don't think. I mean, you wouldn't know if somebody had maybe picked it up and written down your credit card number. And that's sort of the spot that Google is in right now. They don't know for sure.
So Google knew about this. And there was a memo that the Wall Street Journal obtained that said if Google had disclosed the breach when it first found out about it, it almost guaranteed that the CEO would be called before Congress. So it sounds like, and this does not sound good, that Google wanted to keep this very much quiet.
Right. Well, think about what happened when Mark Zuckerberg had to testify before Congress in April. He certainly didn't seem to enjoy that experience. In fact, I can remember this moment toward the end when one of the members of Congress said to him, hey, you know, we would take your suggestions about other tech CEOs we should hear from in a setting like this. And I sort of read the thought bubble above Zuckerberg's head as like, yeah, I'd love to see some of these other guys have to squirm in this chair. Nobody wants to get called before Congress.
Nobody wants to sit there. And it turns out nobody wanted to use Google Plus either.
Right. I mean, it's sort of a low-paying way for Google to be responsive to the problem. I mean, it doesn't hurt to shut down a service that really didn't have a lot of traction anyway. They've said that 90% of Google Plus sessions last less than 5 seconds. It's practically an accident when somebody clicks on a Google Plus account at this point.
It was supposed to be an answer to Facebook at the time. It did not work out. What other changes, if any, can we expect from the company?
Well, Google is saying it's going to give customers more power to control the individual bits and pieces of their account privacy. So, for example, in the past, when you've had an app request access to your Google account, it's been kind of an all or nothing proposition. Now you can grant partial access going forward. So maybe yes to viewing my calendar, no to looking at the documents on my Google Drive.
I see. Okay, Callum Borchers, WBUR senior innovation reporter. Callum, thanks for coming in, as
always. Glad to be here.